You probably also didn't grow up with a good model, right? You didn't grow up with parents or caretakers that showed you that you could be angry and still respectful. That if you're angry, it doesn't have to mean that you have to bring that other person down to your level.
Welcome to the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Perda. As a marriage coach who's married with three kids, I know how easy it is for marriage to take a back seat. But unlike your parents' marriage, your marriage can feel good while raising kids and doesn't have to feel hard. It can look like having each other's backs, even flirting and looking forward to spending time with each other. And I'm here to help you. So join me here each week as we dive into what it takes for your marriage to become something you enjoy again, from how to handle conflict better and bringing that spark back into your relationship. If you're ready for your marriage to feel good again, this podcast is for you. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast from my car again. So we are officially homeless because we have sold our house. We are in contract for our next home and we don't close on it till next week. So I am in between homes, but my parents have graciously taken us into their house. So yeah, hence recording in the car some more. That will happen until June something, once we're all settled into our new home over on the East Coast. I am so, so excited, but also this whole experience is bittersweet because we're leaving our life here. Like, if you are new to me, I have been born and raised in the Bay Area in California. So this is going to be a huge adjustment for our whole family. But we're also so excited at the possibility of our future, the kind of future that we have wanted for our family over in our new community. But we're going to miss the people so, so much. But thank goodness for phone calls and video calls and the internet to continue staying in touch. And of course, I'm going to visit, right? Because my whole family and all my friends are still here in California. But anyway, I am back now from a 3-week vacation. We went to Japan and Korea, which I shared in a previous episode. And today I want to talk about something that has come up from a Instagram follower. She commented on a post and asked, "Hey, what are your suggestions on what to do so that when you're angry with your spouse, you are not taking it out on them? You're not venting to them. And yeah, so what are your suggestions on what we can do so that we don't blow up on our partners?" And this is such a valid question, something that I continue to work on in myself, and what my husband would probably agree with is the biggest transformation when it comes to how I tackle communication with him, how I deal with conflict. Okay. So if you are like old me and you are in conflict with your spouse and you get heated from 0 to 60 super fast, and it's almost like you lose control of yourself, you let your anger out and you just unleash on them. Okay. You don't mean to be mean. You don't mean to be condescending. You don't mean to rip them a new one, but your emotions are just taking over so strongly that your mouth is moving way faster than your brain can keep up with. And you end up feeling regret. You end up feeling remorseful. You end up feeling like you have to put your tail between your legs after the emotions have settled, after you realize, oh shit, I just did some damage. I probably made this worse. And you go through this roller coaster of emotions from severe anger and rage all of a sudden to being like, crap, I could have handled that better. I didn't have to react that way, even though I was mad. And you're in this space where you're like, okay, I always have these experiences where I feel remorseful, where I feel regretful of how I behave, but I don't know what to do to change it. I know that I need to change. I know that I could grow in this area, but I just don't know what to do. Okay, so if that's you, you are in good company because I have had tons of experience with this, especially because I was not modeled how to do this growing up, right? And like many of my listeners here, you probably also didn't grow up with a good model, right? You didn't grow up with parents or caretakers that showed you that you could be angry and still respectful. That if you're angry, it doesn't have to mean that you have to bring that other person down to your level or even up to your level, because I feel like I'm like even more energized and I'm just really full of words, full of emotions, full of everything. And I need to settle down. I need to calm down, right? So if that's you, that's why, okay, we cannot be away unless we have been taught away, right? We are sponges as kids. And so whatever we witnessed, that's what we're going to do. And not to say that that's our parents' fault, right? Because they're doing their best. We are all different improved iterations of the previous generation. And now you're in this place where you're like, okay, I not only want to be better than my parents, I actually want to leapfrog over what I've learned. I want to proactively do the work so that I can be who I want to be, behave how I want to behave in conflict, so that I can be a better model for my kids. So it's not just going from, you know, let's say your parents are like version 1.0 and you're like, okay, I'll be 1.1. But instead, by doing this proactive growth work, right, by taking on this immense effort, you're saying, I want to go to maybe 2.0, maybe 3.0, right? And really set yourself up for a better future with your marriage and an even better future for your kids' relationships, because they're learning this stuff at an earlier age, hopefully before they're dating. And so the way they're approaching their romantic relationships is going to be so much healthier than what we're experiencing, right? This whole trial and error kind of situation. Okay. So my response to her, which I'll share in a little bit, has very much to do with how we parent. Okay. Now I know this podcast is mostly about relationships, but there are so many parallels between parenting and our romantic relationship. Okay. And I find it easier, actually. So I'm like the reverse, right? I've done so much work on the relationship front before I became a parent. And even as I became a parent, because my introduction into the world of parenting was through becoming a stepmom. Okay. So I currently have a 14-year-old, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so I actually find it easier to manage my emotions with my husband than with my kids. So like I am the opposite, right? Like I'm actively working on becoming more even keel when it comes to my kids. Whereas I feel like a lot of people are the opposite. And that's okay. We're all different. But anyway, the way I want you to approach this is, what if you got to know yourself as much as you have gotten to know your kids? Now, we all know toddlers are not the easiest to parent, right? You are almost feeling like you're walking on eggshells with them, right? They get mad about getting a blue plate over a pink plate when just the last 10 days they really love the blue plate, right? Or that you cut their sandwich in half in a vertical line instead of a diagonal line, right? Like just very, very particular requests that they have that come off as demands. And you are just learning how they are. You're learning what they like. You're learning what they don't like. You're learning how to speak to them in a successful way so that days can go much smoother. Okay. So I feel like we have unconsciously taken on this role of just trying to get to know our kids the best way possible so that the day can go smoothly for us as parents, right? And so what if you were to take on that same energy and effort and motivation to getting to know yourself? Imagine what would be possible if you got to know yourself so well that you're like, huh, that's interesting. This pisses me off. That makes me sad. That makes me frustrated. And go down your root cause analysis of asking yourself, why? Why did that make me upset? Why did that make me sad? Why did that make me frustrated? Why do I feel this way? And then continuously dig deeper and deeper. Whatever answer you come up with, ask why again, and then why again, and keep going until you get to the deep-seated reason of why you are reacting the way that you are, right? Because I can guarantee you, if someone else were to experience your situation, they would have a different response. Not to say that you are not valid in how you feel. All your feelings are valid, okay? But once we understand that our past experiences, our personality, how we were raised, the different relationships we had before our marriage, and our own feeling of how much we are worth, our own self-assurance, or our lack of security within ourselves, right? AKA our insecurities, play a huge factor with how we react to different scenarios, okay? Because if you look at someone else's relationship, what might not be a big deal to you could be a huge deal for someone in that relationship because of their individual experiences, and vice versa. So we're all unique individuals. We're going to bring something different into the relationship. And most of the time, we don't have that figured out. We figure it out because we have this feeling that comes up, right? And most people don't make the time to figure it out. And so what happens here is when we don't take the time to figure it out, we have the same reactions that grow in intensity every single time it happens. Now, what do we say about doing the same thing and expecting the same results? It's insanity, right? And so that's why I'm always mentioning why it's so important to understand your patterns. Even if it feels like it's out of your control, things are happening faster than you can anticipate. When we take time to understand ourselves, like I said, as much as we understand and try to understand our kids, this is truly how we can start to not lose our cool as quickly, as intensely, as often. Okay. This is the work. When we're constantly just living on autopilot, well, this is how I am, take it or leave it, and you allow your emotions to dictate how you respond rather than observing, oh, I am feeling this way, I wonder why, and doing that root cause analysis, you're going to continue having the same relationship dynamic that you always had. But when you take the time to actually figure out what's going on, dig deep, right? Like peel back the layers of yourself. That's when you're going to have more opportunity to be able to experience something different in your relationship. Okay. So the woman that asked me what to do, I actually told her one of the best ways is to give yourself a timeout. Okay. Now, when we think of timeout, it could be very different. You can think of it as something negative, especially if your parents use timeout in a negative way, like you did something and you have to go spend time by yourself because you're in trouble and you have to go sit in the corner and think about it until you come out and apologize. But I want you to reframe it as something positive. Okay. Nowadays in conscious parenting, timeouts are usually used as a way for your kids to be removed from the situation so that they can settle their nervous system and we can be present with them or we cannot, depending on what works better for them. And then we can rejoin, discuss what happened, and find a way to move forward together, come up with a solution together. Okay. I want you to think about it like that. Because when we give ourselves time out, that is actually helping the relationship. You're telling your spouse by taking a time out, not that you're trying to abandon them, not that you are saying, gosh, you're pissing me off so much, I can't be near you. It's more so, I love you so much. I love and treasure this relationship so much that I know I need to remove myself from this situation so that I can calm down and come back when I am available to be more present and open and receptive to what you are saying so that we can work better together to move forward with a solution that works for both of us. But right now, I am so dysregulated. I am so overwhelmed and flooded by emotions that I'm going to say something I don't want to say, that I don't mean. And I know it's just coming straight from pure anger. Okay. Do you see the difference there? When we give ourselves timeouts, that's actually a practice of restraint, of being conscious in the relationship. Because anybody and everyone can react, okay? That is the easy way out. But when we react and we are not consciously thinking through, is this how I want to behave in the relationship? Is this how I want to treat my partner? It's going to cause damage to the relationship because then you're going to behave in ways that you are going to regret. And you're going to essentially have to go back anyway and do the repair work because you said something mean, because you were passive aggressive, because you were critical, because you were judgmental. So even though it feels like it's going to take more time by giving yourself a time out to reflect and process your emotions before you go back, doing this is actually going to help speed up the resolution process. Okay, I know it sounds counterintuitive, and I know that's probably the last thing you want to do because by leaving, maybe in your mind, you're like, but that means I don't care. That's something that needs to be reframed. And I invite you to challenge yourself to reframe what it means to step away because it is for the betterment of your relationship. Okay, and this goes along with the whole idea of you shouldn't go to bed mad. Okay. I'm actually not in agreement with that. I think it's okay to go to bed mad so long as you know why you're doing it. Okay. Obviously, it's better to go to bed feeling good with each other. But if you guys are beyond tired and you're not rational because it's been a long day, because it feels like the conversation is not going anywhere positive, and you need to take time away to process and consider and get some rest, that is always going to be better than adding pressure to complete the conversation for the sake of completing it. Okay. So anyway, what if you were as committed to getting to know yourself as much as you are to getting to know your kid so that you can treat them the best way possible so that you can have a better relationship with them? What if you saw yourself having a relationship with yourself? Because here is the real deal. The better you have a relationship with yourself, the better relationship you're going to have with everybody else. Because it all comes down to, how is your relationship with yourself? How well do you know yourself? How well do you treat yourself? Okay. And I'm not just saying how often do you get massages? How often do you get your nails done or get facials? Okay. Those are amazing. What I mean by that is how much are you honoring how you feel? How much are you considering yourself when you make decisions on how you live your life, from how your routine is set, how well you take care of yourself on a daily basis through boundaries, self-care, saying no to what you really don't want to do, saying yes to the things you do want to do, and not constantly people-pleasing, and making decisions that will help you get closer to the life that you want. So speaking up, in your marriage so that your partner knows exactly what's going on through your head and what it is that you want, instead of playing guessing games by saying, oh, whatever you want is good with me, but actually being an active partner with an active voice so that they know where you stand on all things. And it's not just this, oh, well, she's good with anything. And then they make a call and you're like, what the hell? I didn't want that. And then they get confused, right? So that's what I mean. The better relationship you have with yourself, the better relationship you're going to have with everybody else, your partner, your kids, your family, your friends, every single person. So my dare for you is to start little by little, or a lot by a lot, if that's your jam, getting to know yourself on that level. Can you get to know yourself even better than you know your kids? So that's my challenge for you, okay? Let me know how that works out. Always feel free to send me a message over on Instagram. And that's all I have for you today, okay? And if you are wanting more direction when it comes to this, I have a free guide. Go check out the show notes for it. It is How to Feel More Confident During Conflict. And if this is something that you want one-on-one support with, I am your girl. Okay. We can work together solo, me and you, or we can work together with me and you as a couple. All right. So don't worry about being stuck this way. Even if you're 30, 40, 50, however old you are, or I should say, however young you are not stuck in how you've been taught to respond during conflict. Okay. There was always opportunity for growth. It just depends on how committed you are to it. And if you're wanting support with that, that is my jam. I would love to help you improve communication in your marriage so that you can get to the more fun stuff, to making memories together, to laughing with each other, instead of feeling stuck with having simple conversations or making simple decisions together, okay? That way you can actually feel like partners, not just on paper, but in real life. All right, that's all I have for you today. I will catch you back here on the next episode. Check out that free guide or book a free clarity call with me so that we can talk about working together so I can help you get to the next phase of your relationship. All right, bye.
That's it for this episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. I would so appreciate that. And if you love what I share here, then you're going to love and want to join my free private Facebook community that's also called Marriage and Motherhood. I hope to see and connect with you in there. Otherwise, I'll catch you back here for the next episode. Bye!